This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The U.S. Education Secretary making a visit to a school on Long Island today that's been getting some recent support from President Trump.
It's been a fight between the Massapequa School District and the state for years. The district wants to keep the chief's mascot. The state has banned Native American imagery in public schools. But after President Trump weighed in supporting Massapequa, the United States Education Secretary will visit the high school to make an announcement regarding the mascot. It's difficult to find any resident who wants to change the chief's. The governor's office did not return my request for a comment. The state has threatened to withhold funds from the district if the mascot is not changed. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The search continues for the suspect in an assault on a 71-year-old bus driver in Red Hook, Brooklyn. Police say the man got into an argument with the driver shortly after boarding 2 weeks ago on Lorraine and Hicks Streets, pulled out a wrench and smashed him in the head with it before making a run for it. You can see photos of the suspect at 1010winds.com. Anyone who recognizes him is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial continues today with his former assistant back on the stand. Yesterday, the woman who's testifying under the alias Mia to protect her identity described Combs as an abusive, controlling boss who repeatedly assaulted her and once climbed into bed and raped her. Mia also told the court about an incident in which she says Combs brutally beat his girlfriend Cassie Ventura to the point that she was bloodied, and told them about Combs breaking into Kid Cudi's home after he found out Cudi and Cassie were dating. Combs is accused of using his influence in the music business to coerce Cassie and other women into sex. He has pleaded not guilty and insists that all encounters were consensual. One of the two suspects is due before a judge today in the alleged kidnapping and torture of a Bitcoin dealer inside a Soho townhouse.
Authorities say William DuPlessis and his partner John Woltz knew the wealthy Italian investor. DuPlessis due in court today after the pair turned themselves in for kidnapping, beating, drugging, and demanding his crypto passwords. Another investigation now open for two NYPD detectives who may have been employed by those crypto suspects. They provided private security without approval from the NYPD. And one of those off-duty detectives, also a part of the mayor's security team. He drove the victim to his townhouse, the same place he was tortured. Those detectives now placed on modified duty, which can include the removal of guns and shields, new ID cards to be stamped with the word modified, and possible transfer from their unit. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, outside of federal court.
Mourning today following the death of former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik.
Bernie Kerik, born in Newark, ran the prisons in Passaic County, eventually becoming the commissioner of the New York City Corrections Department, then top cop of the NYPD at age 44. Then 9/11.
We want to get in there. We want to rescue the people that are alive and well in there, but we have to do it safely. And we've had an enormous problem with the structural damage because the buildings keep collapsing.
The meteoric rise then turned to a downfall. In 2009, Kerik pleading guilty to 8 felony charges and ended up serving 3 years of a 4-year prison sentence. Now, in a statement, Rudy Giuliani saying he's heartbroken by Kerik's death. Mayor Adams taking to social media saying, in fact, he had just stopped by New York Presbyterian Hospital to visit with Kerik yesterday, hours before Bernie passed away at the age of 69. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
A man is in the hospital after a freak accident in the Mott Haven section of the Bronx. Officials say he was in the basement of a building on 147th Street near Austin Place last night when he slipped and fell into a trash compactor. Firefighters were quick to the scene to get the man out. He's in the hospital listed in stable condition.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.